visit theieltscoach.com.
Welcome to the IELTS Coach. The IELTS Speaking Exam, a complete guide for candidates. A very important step in doing well in the IELTS Speaking Exam is understanding each part of the exam. It is important to know the format of the test and to know what is expected of the candidate. If you are aware of what will happen during the IELTS speaking exam, you are less likely to be nervous. It is also important that you answer the questions in a way that the examiner expects. Here are a few tips for all parts of the IELTS speaking exam. Sit up straight and make eye contact with the examiner. Smile and speak in a friendly tone of voice. Speak slowly, loudly, clearly, and confidently. Listen carefully to the examiner throughout the exam. Answer the question directly and then add more details. Know how long your answers should be for each part. Use complex sentences and a range of linking words. Use a wide range of vocabulary and grammar. The IELTS Speaking Exam, Part 1. The format. Part 1 of the IELTS Speaking Exam takes 4 to 5 minutes and is a conversation between the candidate and the examiner. The questions are about general everyday topics, such as family, friends, sport, food, jobs, or study. There are usually 3 to 5 questions on 3 different topics. What is expected? Candidates are expected to give short responses to these questions. A short response should be 1 or 2 complex sentences answering the question and then giving extra details. Tips and advice. This is the first section of the exam. It is designed to help the student relax by the use of simple, familiar topics. Study as many sample questions for part one as possible. Don't just read the questions. Answer them out loud. The more you do this part of the exam, the more comfortable you will feel, which will help you relax for the rest of the IELTS speaking exam. The IELTS speaking exam, part two. The format. In this part of the exam, candidates are given a topic card with 3 or 4 points to talk about. The candidate must speak for 1 to 2 minutes without any input from the examiner. The candidate will be given a pen and a piece of paper to write notes about the topic. The student only has 1 minute to do this. What is expected? You are expected to write notes and use the 1 minute you are given. This is designed to help you when you speak and improve your fluency. Have your ideas on the paper so you won't hesitate when it is time to speak. The minimum requirement is 1 minute of speaking. The examiner will stop you once you have spoken for more than 2 minutes. Tips and advice. Use the 1 minute you are given to write notes. So many students think they don't need notes. These are the same students who struggle to find something to say after speaking for 30 seconds. Write short and fast notes. Don't write in sentences. You don't have time. When you are speaking, look at your notes for a second or two. Then look at the examiner when you speak. Do not read from your notes. Always try to speak for 2 minutes. If you try to speak for 2 minutes but only manage 1 minute and 30 seconds, you have still reached the minimum amount needed. If you try to speak for 1 minute but stop after 45 seconds, your mark will be affected because you have not met the 1 minute requirement. Don't just talk about the points on the topic card. Add more information. You score well by speaking about the topic for 1 to 2 minutes, not by simply answering the questions on the card. IELTS Speaking Exam Part 3. The format. This part of the IELTS speaking test involves 6 to 8 questions related to the topic in Part 2. The answers should be global and not personal. Listen very carefully to the questions. They will be difficult. Ask for the examiner to repeat the question if you need to. What is expected? Your answers for this part of the test should be 3 to 4 complex sentences. Give your answers in a clear and logical order. Answer the question directly and then give supporting information. Tips and advice. This is your chance to really impress the examiner. Prepare well for this part of the test and you will separate yourself from lower level candidates. Practice using a clear structure in your answers to these questions. Now that you have heard all about the IELTS speaking test, look on the website. We have a PDF file and there are example questions for Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3 of the speaking exam. Practice answering these questions, record yourself, and listen to your recording so you can give yourself feedback. Very important for all parts of the IELTS exam, practice, practice, practice. For more information, please visit theieltscoach.com. Visit theieltscoach.com.